Yeah, we ate on the ship once.
Yeah.
We ate dinner.
We had dinner. We were supposed to play a show in the same room months ago.
Yeah, but the mayor wanted to be on the ship that night, so we weren't allowed here.
But we came here for dinner.
Yeah.
We're going to play the new record. Almost from just the, yeah. On a soundboard, like a mixing desk, it's kind of the aux channel is like the extra thing, and this band is fairly special because it's part of the idea behind the band is the lineup changes sometimes with people depending on who is able to do a tour or who goes on tour, so it's that was known from the beginning, so it's kind of like plug in different people.
Selling tonight with a little bit of that, and I feel alright.
us have known each other for a long time. The band was originally formed 3 years ago, and it's a very complicated story, actually. But it pulls people from different... We all live in different towns. I live in Germany now. Tim lives in Chicago. Pete lives in North Carolina. So it's an interesting commute to practice. No plans for Oxes at the moment. We're on, this tour is 3 weeks long, and then we get back and everybody goes home. And then I think the priority will be writing new songs and trying to make a new record before the next tour. And I guess Tim will be busy with his other band, just had a new record come out. And you'll be busy with something, I imagine.
I'll just be busy working. Working a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually have three jobs at home. So I'm a carpenter, and then I'm a bartender, and I work in a kitchen. So it's kind of like I spend a lot of time working when I'm at home. I play music in Chapel Hill too with some people, but it's very low key. One of the guys I play with just opened a bar and had a baby, so there's no way he could go on tour anytime soon. So just wait.
Child, I only listened to Gary Numan and the Pleasure Principle. That's not true.
Childhood influences. That's
childhood,
a good question.
How far back are we going? Like 3, 4, 5 years old.
The first piece of music that I ever purchased with my own money was Judas Priest, Defenders of the Faith. I bought that cassette, and then for my birthday that year, I got Van Halen 1984. Some other one, yeah. But I
no, you know my memory, so it's not. Yeah, for me, it's pretty blank.
Yeah. When I was like 15 and started going to see live concerts or whatever, it all became very localized. Like bands that were from where I was from are the bands that influenced me the most, and then opened the doors to other bands, you know, that are more popular, better known.
And it's not necessarily, I often listen to records that are friends' bands, and they're not the best records that I could buy at the store, but they're my friends, so to me, it's good. So,
yeah,
that's hard to...
Yeah, it seems more important to me to support the people that support me and listen to that music, the music that they make. Yeah, it all comes back to me, really.
First, I moved from Chicago to North Carolina, which is the state that I grew up in. I had lived in Chicago for 7 years, moved to North Carolina and became frustrated with there were a lot of people that I was playing music with in Chicago. And I became frustrated that I couldn't find people in North Carolina to make music with. I mean, Pete was there, we were making music, but I wanted to do something different. And over the years, I sort of acquired enough recording equipment to have a studio's worth of things. So I guess what that means is I started making a record, and I played all the instruments on it and recorded it myself. And then it came out as that. And then once that record was out, then me and Pete got together. We're like, okay, let's turn this into a band. Let's go on tour. Let's do the things that bands do. Second CD was recorded much differently, and that was recorded with multiple drummers, multiple bass players, and a bunch of different people singing on it as well. It's much more haphazardly put together, intentionally so. Since I've been spending more time in Germany, it was recorded before I moved to Germany officially. I started playing with a German drummer over there. His name is Flo Brandl. And we wrote a bunch of songs together, recorded them. There was also a drummer in Chicago that I'd been playing with there. We had songs with him, recorded those songs, and then everything came together. And we did all of Tim's vocals, which are on every song, in his living room with his two kids running around screaming. So it was recorded all over the place. It was recorded between Germany, Chicago, North Carolina.
See you.
I often write the music or come in with ideas, and then it depends on who is around at the time of what happens. Some of the songs we've written with a different formation of the band that were written as a band, a lot of them on the new record were written with me and a drummer. And then it's sort of whoever is there is determining what direction the songs are going. And the I have mixed feelings because in some ways I love that music has become a more open source. Anybody can get anything that they want for free. And the other side, it becomes difficult to be a band, I guess, for all the labels that were once kind of nice are dying. So that's not, you don't get this.
Right, yeah.
You know, like everybody's going out of business. It's affecting the U.S. really intensely. In the last 5-6 years.
I'll say, too, there's kind of like, I mean, I do think it should be, everyone should be able to access it, and everyone should be able to do it, and, like, with all the modern advances in, like, recording and all this stuff, like, it's made it so a lot of people that probably, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago wouldn't have been able to record and put out music, and they're doing it now, but sometimes that can be bad, too, because there's, like, no filter for it anymore. It's just like because I mean you have this like label that you respect and they're kind of like the front line as far as like finding these like great bands and these new cool sounds, and then when they don't have that job anymore, it's just like a sea of shit kind of sometimes.
Yeah, trying to figure out what, trying to dig through so much that's available,
yeah.
Which is great that it's all available, but sometimes it tends to, in my mind at least, it seems like a lot of bands that tend to get a lot of exposure for whatever reason, sometimes they don't have kind of their own regional thing like that used to be. It used to be pretty obvious when you listened to a band, you could kind of hear where they were from, and now it's kind of changing that, so it's not so regionalized anymore. And then all of a sudden, you know, I forgot where I was going with that.
Yeah, I mean, there are also so many bands right now that I don't think existed, say, in the 80s when it was pretty easy to locate bands. And there's so many, there are a lot of really good bands that are around right now, and there are a lot of really professional bands that sound good, if that makes sense.
Right, sound very good.
You know, I mean, it sounds like something that I don't necessarily want, but it sounds like, what's the difference between this band and this band that's on the radio? It's if they're an NME or, you know, whatever magazine, but I don't know how to decipher what makes one better than the other.
Yeah.
I think the ideas are the same, the way that things were built up between the two continents, or happened in different ways, which is hard to explain, really, because I mean, to talk about Europe, I think every country is pretty different within Europe in the way that they handle, the way that their punk scene is, or their music scene. You know, France is very different from Hungary, which is very different than Germany, so it's hard for me to quantify that, really.
I would say that there's a lot more, like, enthusiasm in the European scene, or if not enthusiasm, like the excitement of it has, like, held true for a longer period of time than it seems to have held in the States. It's not as people aren't as it's not in people's hearts as much, I don't think, in the U.S. sometimes. I mean,
Yeah, it can be. It's hard to generalize the U.S. too, because it's such a giant country with so many people, and regionally it changes. You know, like in the 80s, 90s, even until now, when Discord was a very important U.S. label that held a very regional thing within the U.S., so you couldn't compare L.A. to what was happening in Washington, D.C. or Chicago.
Or the Bay Area, or any,
exactly.
But it does seem like in the States lately, it's the big cities tend to be a little more jaded or tired, and the smaller towns in the U.S., there's a lot more excitement for music and a lot more excitement for people coming and playing shows, and it's...
Which is also difficult. I mean, in a town like in Chicago, where every night there'll be 15 different concerts happening of a genre of music that is not too far away from each other, so it's not going to be a rock, it's not going to be like a electronic pop show with a grindcore show with a death metal show. It's all the genres are pretty similar happening. They're probably, I don't know, 50, 60 shows a night in Chicago. So there's a lot to...
Yeah, even in Chapel Hill, which is a fairly small city, there's any given night there's at least 10 shows. And for a city of, 30,000 people, when the students aren't there, because it's a university town, but 60,000 when these students are there, to have like between 10 and 15 shows going on in a given night is kind of crazy. It just seems like it's hard to make a decision to go from there to there, you know.
I think it sounding good is important.
Yeah.
The brand name on it is not.
Yeah. Because when I'm at home, I use a tube amp, but to bring it here and it constantly, you know, breaks, and because it's 30 years old or 40, almost 40 years old, so things are always going wrong. So when to be on tour, we have to use things that always work, preferably, you know, things that don't break down or, you know, short out.
I think this. Yeah, I think the sound is important. Of, I mean, just one part of. If you're a painter and you use only paints that you buy at a store that are red, black, yellow, whatever, and you don't learn how to mix colors, it's all part of the performance or the art or the thing that you're doing, you know, is what the guitar sounds like or what the bass sounds like or the drums.
Keddenként tévéjátékok az M1-en.
Az a meghívott, aki a lakodalomban degeszthető mi a zsebeit, hát az azért nem tisztességes.
Az egész családban az én keresetem az egyetlen biztos pénz.
Azt hiszték, hogy olyan könnyű taglalni a szovjet-kínai kapcsolatok várható alakulását, különös tekintettel a vietnámi helyzetre, miközben fél tucat kaviáros szendvicset tüntetek el a zsebeimbe.
Mi hónapok óta már sem eszünk, mint azt, hogy a kaviárt meg francia salátát.
Kaviár és lencse. Kedden este az M1-en. Az idén, április 9-én, az arénában megtartott koncertjén régi slágerei mellett legújabb albumának dalaiból is ízelítőt adott.
Volt egy jó napom, egy egész jó napom.
Kondz Zsuzsa koncert 2011. Szombaton este az M1-en.